Take 46. It's Wednesday the 28th of November, and this is day 28 of Napod Pomo. Okay, slight exaggeration. It didn't take 46 attempts. But it was more than one. It's flipping cold outside. On the journey home from work this evening, I kind of came to the conclusion that this may well have been my last bike journey this year. Looking at the weather temperatures for the next few days, it looks like it's going to be going below zero over the next few nights, meaning that it could be icy on the roads, and it's just not worth taking the risk of trying to go out on the bike when it's icy on the road, particularly when it's only a small bike. It's only got very narrow tyres, so there's very little road grip as it is. But then when you add ice into the mix, you just don't want to do that. So it may well be I'll put the bike into storage, but we'll see how it goes. I might be able to get another couple of days riding before winter properly sets in. But it is getting very cold. It's been said by certain tabloid newspapers here in the UK that we are going to be experiencing the coldest winter for 100 years. Now, where did they get that figure from? Well, the figure basically comes from the fact that we started recording weather about 100 years ago. But the tabloids in question, the Daily Express and the Daily Mail, not exactly what you would call, what's the word, reliable for anything, basically. So Paul Hudson, who's one of the weather presenters for Look North, BBC Look North up here in the north of England, has written a blog post. I'll put the link into the show notes about how unlikely it is that it's going to be the coldest winter in 100 years. They said exactly the same thing about last year's winter, and it was one of the mildest winters for many, many years. So, yeah, don't believe everything you read. In fact, don't believe anything you read in the Daily Mail or the Daily Express, because it's probably just been made up by somebody. But there are thoughts, of course, that that is what is going to wipe us out on the 21st of December. For those that haven't heard of this one, I'd be very surprised if you haven't. But there's this belief that the world will end on the 21st of December this year. Something to do with the Mayan calendar and the fact that the long count, the Mesoamerican long count calendar, apparently one of the time periods, is it Baktun? The 21st of December 2012 is the end of that time period. So people have jumped on that and said, oh, that's when the world's going to end, because that time period, you know, it's going to be a completely new era. So we're all going to get wiped out and start again with the blades of grass or something. Oh, it's all a load of... So... Anyway, we've got a busy day tomorrow. In the morning, Caroline's got a meeting at the school, and then we've got the chap coming in for the boiler to survey the house, whether we're suitable for one of these, a boiler for life gubbins. Then Caroline's got another meeting, and I'm going to go pick kids up from school, and I've missed the most important thing that's going to be happening tomorrow, which is we're going for our 20-week scan. So we will hopefully find out what kind of baby we're getting, whether we're getting a male baby or a female baby. And I might be really cruel and not tell you until Friday. If I get tomorrow's Napod Pomo done in the morning, then you'll have to wait until Friday. How cruel will that be? How cruel is that? Anyway, it's music time, and today's track is a real down-tempo. It's a beautiful piece. It really is a lovely piece. From London-based group called... I've forgotten. There we go. Hot Fiction. We played this track on the Bugcast 2 weeks ago, and it really is beautiful. If you want to find out more about Hot Fiction, they are at hotfiction.co.uk, and I shall leave you with this. This track is called Manner of Travelling, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
But